Hello, everyone. This is Fahim Jackson, and it's episode 52 of my podcast show, In the Know. This is a short-form podcast which is aimed at putting people in the know with a variety of topics using my experiences and viewpoints in life to put people in that know. Now, what is a know? It's using my understanding of these experiences to help you understand what I know about a particular subject. The following is an intro speech into the topic of today, and that introduction speech is regarding what a master's degree really is. See, when I chose to attend graduate school, I didn't go to school just because I felt I would be the master of something. One of the reasons I chose to go, I wanted to further my education for the potential job prospects in the future. Here's where you have to put things into perspective about your real options as far as getting a job. And the problem with this thinking is that you have the word master's attached because it gives this idea that you have this firm grasp of knowledge on the degree in which you're pursuing. Yet when you step in society, you would quickly learn that what you so-called master is nothing more than debt and limited knowledge. Well, it all depends on what you pursued in life. Let's look at this for a second. What a master's degree shows that you actually have mastered nothing at all. Master's degree. This is the graduate education that carries a high level of proficiency in learning. You can't leave high school experience and walk straight into graduate school. And because of this, the master's degree is seen as a more valuable degree. It can also be a degree that, depending on the school and program you go into, it can be the more expensive degree because this and your bachelor's, which takes less time. Now, let's go into the area of degree, such as what is learned from achieving the degree. What you learn. Now, I can speak for myself because I went for my MBA. I can tell you that when you learn, it's a little more of an advanced version of the courses you take in undergraduate school. Like, for instance, you still have to take economics in graduate school, and it won't be that much different, just a step forward from undergraduate schooling. Now, that was just my graduate school program that I was part of. But others may differ. Graduate schools that are geared towards more engineering and medical go into depth more than business schools. Case studies are bigger in graduate school for MBA, but graduate schools are training you to be more into your profession. Some programs want you to have some type of job before you graduate. Why pursue it? When you think about going to graduate school, we're on our way out of the undergraduate school. We have to ask ourselves a question. We should ask ourselves why we may be going to school after 4 years of school. And so many people pursue it because they want to advance their careers. Then there are the people who want to gain their degree for the knowledge. Now, I wouldn't advise going to grad school for the breath of fresh air unless you're getting a scholarship to pay for it. So for me, you should be going because you want to advance your career. The cost versus the value. Before you go to school, make sure you assess the price tag associated with the degree you aim to attain, because the cost of the degree may outweigh the actual dollar amount attached to the job that you plan on getting, which to me sounds crazy and couldn't imagine anyone trying to attain a sheet of paper that is set up as such. Now, are there degrees with more value? Absolutely. Now, you can always do or go through a career path that renders a higher payout. There are also skills that go into trying to pursue a degree as well. What do you truly master? When you want to go to graduate school, I'll tell you this right off the bat. There's nothing to be mastered. So why do they call it a master's degree then? See, centuries ago, there was an attempt to make the ability to achieve the something beyond normal bounds of teaching. And here's where the craftsmanship of mastering something came into play. That is why they felt there's this advanced need for an education field, thus the master's degree. Time it takes to master. The phrase has been the time frame for the longest, and that is that the time master usually takes 10,000 hours of work. And that is going to equate to about 10 years of work. Now, some people might be like, well, 10,000 hours equates to about 417 days. Where does this other 9 years come from? Okay, if you're going to work 24 hours a day for the next year, then yes. But let's be honest. You only have about a few hours a day to focus on your craft for most people. And the reason is because life gets in the way. But if you work on something for about 2 to 3 hours a day, for 10 years, then you have your 10,000 hours, which is more rational. Is there a degree that helps you master? Sorry to tell people, but there's nothing like life experience. You want to be the best version of yourself? Then you have to step out into the world and take your lumps. This is a long road which will take years and years. So a college education is just the very first step in hopefully going in the right direction. And the reason I said hopefully is because there is no guarantee you'll have a job in your career field. But even if you do, your master's is a small aspect in the overall journey. Why we all have to master nothing when it comes to the degree. Or better yet, why we all know why you've mastered nothing with a master's degree. When you decide to go to college, understand why you're there, especially if you intend to go to grad school. But realize something. If you decide to go, know the word master's is just that word. You're not going to master anything in a few years, which is what a master's degree program is in school, because the word was intended to be a way of advancing the education in school. But far too often, people think they're going to get something major from here that will boost them to the next level. That next level is going to be your job and work experience over time. So, thanks for listening to In the Know. Can't wait to bring the next episode where we talk about those who can do teach, reality behind that phrase.